In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the month of September is the month of many Marian feasts, and today we started with our first Saturday when we make acts of reparations of all the outrages and blasphemies which the people of the world have committed against the holy name of Jesus and the sacred name of Mary. And today's saint is a very remarkable man who all throughout his life was extremely devout and devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary. He is Saint Stephen of Hungary, who became a Christian or was baptized a Christian when he was 10 years old. His father was the Duke of Hungary, and together with him, many noblemen in Hungary also became Christians. But the majority of that country was still pagan, and when Stephen himself became the king, most of the country was under his earthly dominion, but was not yet under the authority of the Holy Mother Church. So the first and foremost mission which Saint Stephen of Hungary had was to establish the Catholic Church solidly in Hungary, and in this he was very successful. And what was the secret of the success of Saint Stephen in Christianizing the Hungarian people? It was his great devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. He placed his whole kingdom under her protection and built a magnificent church in her honor. When we decide to put all of our efforts and works under the protection of the Blessed Virgin, she has guaranteed success to us, because she was so humble in fulfilling the will of God. If we also submit our will and our actions under the will of God, our Blessed Virgin grants so many graces to us to do our work well. Saint Stephen is also a very great example to us Catholics in how to commence and do our daily actions. He was a very strong and fearless ruler, and he did not shy to punish criminals very harshly and made his laws obeyed, and because he truly hated blasphemy and any violation of the Catholic Church, and or those who were committing those horrible sins, he always punished very fiercely. But his personal character was that of he very gentle, and he was also very kind to the poor. Saint Stephen was humble, and he was always anxious to avoid wars as much as he possibly could. He loved to give gifts of money to beggars without letting them know that he was the king of this nation. But one time it happened that while he was giving these gifts in disguise, a crowd of beggars knocked him down. They tortured him, pulled his hair and his beard, and stole his purse. And Saint Stephen, the king of the mighty kingdom of Hungary, he took this insult humbly and even happily. And that's how a Christian acts, always imitating the works of his Savior Jesus, who, as God, was so much humiliated and tortured by evil men. After his ordeal with the beggars, Saint Stephen turned his thoughts to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and he said, "See, O Queen of Heaven, how your soldiers have treated him whom you made king. If they were enemies of the faith, I would know what to do with them. But since they are your son's subjects, I will take this joyfully and thank you for it. And in fact, Saint Stephen made then a resolution that to give even more money than ever for the beggars. And Saint Stephen truly shows us how a Christian acts when ever God's honor and glory is offended, or whenever blasphemous words are spoken against him, then a Christian should act very fiercely and strictly condemn all those kinds of evil thoughts and actions against God. But when Christian's character itself is offended, then he should be humble and forgiving, just like Jesus was humble and forgiving. So often Christians and Catholics are inclined to do just the opposite, that when their personal honor is offended, they get very angry and plan to do all kinds of thoughts of revenge and retribution for their insulted honor. But when God's honor and glory is offended, so oftentimes they are inclined to just let it pass and not to think too much of it. Let us always in our lives therefore imitate the saints, who always thought themselves the least and last of men, but always thought God first and were ever ready to defend his honor, even at the expense of their own lives. After all, Blessed Virgin Mary herself, she was full with humility, gentleness, and kindness. If she wanted to submit and make herself the least, we should also be ready and even happy to do exactly like her. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.